friend and neighbor you have taken from me. Darkness is all I have left. Adonai Elohim, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. You have laid me in the pit of the tomb, in places that are dark, in the depths. It seems you are angry with me. I am drowned beneath your waves. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Adonai, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shadows stand and praise you? As for me, Adonai, I ask for help. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Adonai, must you reject me, or hide your face from my pleading? Wretched and close to death from my youth, I have borne these trials, I am numb. Such fury has swept down upon me. Terrors have utterly destroyed me. They surround me all day like a flood. They assail me all together. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. Friend and neighbor you have taken from me. Darkness is all I have left.
The noble Joseph went by night to Pilate for the dead body of him who is our life. Give me, said he, the body of that stranger who had nowhere to lay his head, the body of the Lord and Master betrayed by one of his very own disciples. Give me the body of that mother's son, the body she saw hanging on the cross, the body she lamented, saying, O light of my eyes, O treasure of my heart, today are Simeon's words fulfilled in me, for a sword of sorrow has pierced my heart. From sorrow, then, did the noble Joseph cry, How can I close your eyes, my Lord? How can mortal hands touch your lips? How can I gently lay you down? What a dread and awesome sight! Who can properly describe it? The Lord of all creation has freely chosen all this suffering, and then to die for us. You assumed the form of mortals, O you who fashioned Adam from the dust, and to rescue us from lasting death, you let mere mortals hang you on a cross. O Word of God, all creation changed when you suffered and died, for it saw its God in you, its Maker. O Christ our God, you freely died for us. From the grave you raised the dead and saved them from the pit of sin. From your cross, O Christ, you gathered all humankind, and when life flowed forth from your side, you washed our sins away. Behold, O Christ, all generations come to your tomb to sing your praises. Come quickly, O Lord, change the sorrow of this day into the joy of your holy and life-giving resurrection.
The cross stands empty in a world grown silent with a holy dread. All earth awaits the rising sun, while Christ goes down to wake the dead. He summons Adam and the rest, brings light where darkness endless seemed. He frees and claims those long held bound, who with the living are redeemed. Immortal, holy, mighty God, whose love the Spirit for us floods forth, what love self-emptied and outpoured for east and west, for south and north. With Abba and the Paraclete, give praise to Christ the Crucified, who through the ages seeks to save all humankind for whom he died.
Almighty and ever-loving God, the noble Joseph went by night to ask for the body of Jesus and gently laid him in a tomb. May we who have mourned the death of the Lord come to share the fullness of his resurrection. We ask this through the same love, Jesus Christ, your Son who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.